There have been tears, but South Africans of all colors also have been signing and dancing today in emotional celebrations of the life of Nelson Mandela. The anti-apartheid leader is being remembered for saving South Africa from a racial conflagration many feared could follow the end of apartheid. WJSU spoke with a JSU alum who worked with Nelson Mandela. Dr. Kulikani Sithole discussed the nation's remembrance of the former president.
South Africa is in mourning. The country is real quiet because South Africa, Nelson Mandela was loved across, you know, the racial barriers, was loved by white, was loved by black, by kids, by old people, and everybody, just because of what he stood for. And most important, as Bishop Tutu said, reconciliation, nonviolence, and prosperity for this country.
As well, Dr. Sithole discussed the opposition to sanctions by then-President Ronald Reagan and British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher.
The relations have changed, but as a South African, and knowing the impact that the U.S. can have on South Africa, I still feel that there is still some hesitation from U.S. companies in reinvesting in South Africa. That improved a lot after Mandela, but there is still that hesitation which we are working on so that we improve relations.
And Dr. Sithole discussed his duties under Mandela, and as I said before, he worked in the correctional division.
My specific role, I was over 178 correctional centers and 178,000 prisoners in South Africa. And Mandela was too close to prison because he stayed a long time in prison. So he had the welfare of prisoners in hand at all times in mind because of the fact that he knew how the conditions were hard in prison. So all what he gave me as a mandate is improve conditions of prisoners in prison, ensure that their human rights are kept to the optimum maximum, ensure that there's no brutality in prison, ensure that they are rehabilitated and they receive all programs that will ensure that they go back into society and serve society.
And now that we have lost this iconic leader, we asked Dr. Sithole, how should the world remember the former president?
We should remember Mandela as the person who brought about democracy in South Africa. We should remember Mandela as the person who brought, among the warring factors in South Africa, black and white, and brought not only love and prosperity in South Africa, but brought a lot of human dignity, especially us black folks who never had any dignity in this country. You know, today we willfully have dignity. We can go anywhere, live anywhere, work anywhere.
Jackson State University will celebrate the life and legacy of Nelson Mandela tonight at 7 at the Rose Embley McCoy Auditorium. This event is free to the public. For more information, contact the Office of Student Life at 601-979-2241.